If you want to create a legacy for your soul work and use content to generate more creativity, flexibility, and freedom in your life and business. If you want to sound more like you when you show up in the world and turn your knowledge into content with a heartbeat. That's what we talk about here. I'm Kate Butler-Ross, and this is the Content Download. Hello, and welcome to episode 61 of the Content Download. So we're going to start off with a bit of real talk here, because there was a moment this week where I actually thought, oh my goodness, I haven't got a podcast to put out. You know, it's 24 hours, podcast is supposed to go out on a Thursday, and I haven't got anything planned or ready to go. And I thought to myself, oh, maybe I'm going to have to miss a week, which I hate to do because consistency is so important to me. Although I am honouring that a little bit more, that sometimes, you know, balls have to drop because life is happening. But then I thought, actually, no, I still have something that I can share. I live and breathe what I teach, you know, whether it's content writing, independent publishing, self-publishing, writing your books. And so I definitely have things that I'm thinking about this week, which are well worth sharing on today's episode. So I'm going to try something that's a little bit different and kind of share a few of my thoughts this week on a couple of different subjects. The first one is to follow up on last week's episode, which was about, can you self-publish a successful book? And there's been a very interesting report about author incomes come out recently, which I want to share some of the findings with you and why that is so, because I think it's really relevant, particularly to people who are kind of entrepreneurs or coaches, creatives, etc., who are looking at using a nonfiction book in order to grow their business, because there's some really interesting points that came out of that report. And then I'm also deep in producing the marketing and publicity module for the Soulworks Atelier, which is my group book writing program. It's the final module. The beta program is nearly over, and I'm actually enrolling new students into the next kind of official cohort, which is kicking off in September. But people are enrolling now so that they can get started now and get access to all of the calls that are happening between now and the beginning of summer. So anyway, I'm deep in that module, and it gave me some interesting insights in actually what you need to be doing if you want to get noticed by journalists at the moment in 2023, if you want to get publicity for whatever it is that you're doing, whether it's a book you're promoting or your business. How do you get into traditional media? That's my background, but any media really at the moment. How do you get noticed among the thousands of other people pitching and vying for the attention of the people who are making the decisions? So that's what I want to talk about today. But I also want to say, in view of the fact that I'm having to change up the format, I just want to remind you that, you know, it's easy to think that actually in order to create consistent content, you have to have this rock solid content plan. You have to know what you're doing months in advance. You have to have a repurpose system. You have to be batching. Of course, these things are all really ideal. And, you know, last year, I would have been the person, and actually in all the previous episodes of the Content Download, I would have been the person batching episodes 6 weeks in advance and scheduling them and having everything all done and being all organized, because that's actually the only way that I could cope and get things out. But, you know, things have changed again. I'm in a different season of my life and things are actually even more hectic than they ever were, which means actually I can't even manage the batching side of things at the moment. And it's just knowing that, you know, you still have value that you can put out there. You've just got to have the confidence to do it. And so I just wanted to say that to you, if maybe that you're also struggling and finding 2023 a little bit hectic and crazy, I think I've shared before that I've had to kind of scale things back. I've decided that I have to work only 15 hours a week, which does put the pressure on massively. But it also means that I've had to really prioritize what is important. What do I need to achieve? You know, it's 15 hours a week term time because my kids are 6 and 9 and I'm off with them in the holidays, and I'm the only one who is around in the week and in the holidays to, you know, give them the love and care and attention they need. And so, you know, 15 hours amidst all the bank holidays and the school strikes and everything, that's pretty hardcore, 15 hours term time, but it is possible. And I'm proving that it's possible. And even if sometimes I'm having to pivot and, adapt things, it can work. And there's that quote, Lou George, who's been on this podcast, previously said it to me, and I can't remember, it's somebody famous, perhaps, Darwin, it might have been, but you know, it's not the strongest of the species who survives. It's the one that's most adaptable to change. And you know what? That is absolutely 100% true if you're in business. It's 100% true if you're a content creator as well, because, you know, who is also has other demands on their lives. You know, maybe you don't run your business full time. Maybe you're also like me, the sole carer of your kids. You know, maybe you have parents who rely on you or other people who need you. And, you know, things come up, but we have to adapt. It doesn't mean that you have to give up. It doesn't mean that you have to not show up. Although sometimes maybe that is the option that you have to go with. Anyway, right, let's dive on into some of the things that I've been thinking about this week and that I wanted to share with you. Now, one of the things, particularly in light of last week's episode, which if you haven't listened to it, is episode 61, I think it was, and it's all about, do you need a traditional publishing deal in order to publish a successful best-selling book? If you didn't listen to it and that sounds interesting, go and have a listen back because I think you will find it interesting. But what I found really interesting is that last week, I think it was around the 17th of April, actually, so it's a couple of weeks ago, the Alliance of Independent Authors produced their annual report on independent or self-published author incomes. And the results were really interesting. And what came out was that self-published authors actually earn more income than authors with a traditional deal. Now, I am not saying there aren't advantages to being traditionally published. Go back, listen to last week's episode. There definitely are advantages in that you might have more opportunities to get featured on bigger platforms. But I do think that kind of that the gap is massively narrowing, and there are huge advantages to being independently self-published. But let's dive into this report because I think it revealed some really interesting things. One of the things that it revealed was that the median income for a self-published author now is around $12,000. And this is for a self-published author who does this full time. Okay, $12,000 is not going to be paying a lot of bills unless you live, certainly not if you live around where I'm living. It's not really going to do much for you. It is a very nice extra revenue stream for sure. What was interesting though is that self-publishing author incomes are rising year on year with a 53% increase in 2022 over the previous year. So that is really interesting. Okay, so I know a lot of people are thinking about fiction writing, and that I'm sure makes up a huge amount of, you know, of the surveyed independently published, self-published authors. However, I do want to say that nonfiction authors are, you know, general nonfiction is a market. And I know that there are nonfiction authors who are succeeding as indie published authors. Now, a good example of this is Joanna Penn. Now, she is a fiction author under the name, I think it's JF Penn she publishes under. However, she is also a nonfiction author and she writes about writing craft. And I follow her podcast, which is called The Creative Pen. It's brilliant. Do have a listen. And one of the interesting things that she revealed on a recent episode was that while her passion is definitely writing the fiction, her bread and butter comes from her nonfiction books. And that was, I found, really interesting and very inspiring. Now, many of you listening to this and thinking about, you know, writing a book, you know, while you may have, you know, fiction dreams, but you're probably thinking about writing a book because you want to write a nonfiction book, which is going to grow your brand, grow your business, establish yourself as an expert, you know, all of those good reasons. It's going to be part of a funnel, which is going to lead people onto, you know, higher paid products and services. And that's the thing that I want you to remember as well is, you know, writing a book is a little bit like having content marketing on steroids, because if you can write a book that your audience wants to read, they have got, you know, 30 plus thousand words where you are building a connection and a relationship with them, where you're explaining, you know, what makes you different, how you can help them, why you're different to all the other, you know, fill in the blank experts out there. And, you know, you can create an experience which is valuable and gives them, you know, gives them actionable value in their lives, but also leaves them thinking, right, oh, right, how can I work with this person next? What have they got? How can I take that next step? So in a sense, what you are doing as a self-published author who also runs a business and offers a service is you are going to be writing a nonfiction book to a market. And that's really important because a lot of the self-published authors who are making good money are doing exactly that. They are writing to market. They might be writing to market in their specific genre, which might be romance, and what they want is cozy romance, which has these kind of tropes in it. You are writing to a market which you have tried and tested, and you understand them, you know who they are, you know what they want, and you are going to, you know, write a book for them, which is going to help them and also kind of move them to action to kind of dive deeper with you and your work more. Now, what I would love to do, what the report also broke down is, you know, the question around why is it that self-published authors are making more money than traditional authors? And let's put aside the idea that actually, okay, well, they might be making more money because they're not paying out so many royalties to a publisher, but, you know, there are other advantages to being traditionally published. I'm not debating that now, although, you know, I don't think it's as powerful as I think we, you know, tend to believe these days. But let's look at why it is that they are earning so much more. Now, what the survey comes to the conclusion is, well, the first reason is, firstly, self-published authors are more prolific. And over half of the self-published authors had published more than 10 books. And this goes back to the idea that, you know, when you are working with a traditional publisher, with a publisher, you have to work to their schedule. And that, you know, doesn't necessarily work for you if you are using your book to grow your business, grow your brand, establish yourself as an expert, you know, to increase opportunities, and you want them now. And it also isn't great if you are somebody who've got a lot of books inside you. Now, if there are lots of books that you want to write on a topic and you've got lots of them inside you, but you don't want to wait, you know, 10 years for 10 books to come out, it makes sense to independently publish them. And actually rapid release and having lots of books and having series is a marketing tool, which can make your business, you know, can make your books more successful. And that's one of the premises of the 20 books to 50K. Another reason that they think self-published authors are more successful is that they use mailing lists and free books to build loyal reader databases. Now, there is a temptation for people with a book deal to think, oh, that's great, my work is done, I've written my book, I will leave the marketing and the kind of reaching people to my publisher. And the reality is you still have to do that work yourself, because, you know, you might have a marketing budget, but, you know, it's only going to be a small one, and, you know, and it's only going to be for a short amount of time, presumably. And so you should be doing these things. But as business people, as entrepreneurs, as people who are already doing content creation and content marketing, we are already building those audiences. And hopefully, if you've been listening to my podcast, you are also going to be building subscriber lists, as in mailing lists, so where people sign up to receive newsletters and emails to you, so you own their email. So your audience isn't just existing on a social media platform where you can't control if you're going to get access to that, you know, for good, or you're suddenly going to get asked to be paid to get access to that. You own your email list, and this is a great place for nurturing your audience and kind of priming them and getting to know them, and then writing the book that they want to read and buy, and that they need to read in order to take that next step from just being a kind of a subscriber to somebody who's actually working with you. The other opportunity there is that you can also use free books to build that database. You can offer a book for free in exchange for their email as well, which is arguably going to be more powerful potentially than, you know, than the kind of $8.99 or whatever it is that you're charging for your book. So you have the opportunity, you have the option to do that. Whereas when you have a book deal, you don't really have any control over your pricing strategy at all. And free is a powerful pricing strategy, particularly when we think it's about, you know, as nonfiction authors who also have businesses and brands that we're trying to build, you know, are growing our audience and owning our audience and having an audience that we can nurture is so important. And that is something that you can do really successfully as a self-published nonfiction author. And then the other opportunity there is that once you've built up that mailing list and you're nurturing them and you're writing books for them or a book for them that they want to read, you also can directly sell to them. So you don't have to do it through Amazon or a third-party retail platform. You can sell to them directly. And this means that you will earn more royalties. Now, for most nonfiction authors who are writing books to build their brands, it's not necessarily, you know, it can be a nice little additional revenue stream. It absolutely can be. And several books would be a nice little additional revenue stream. But it is more about the introducing them into your world, creating a connection and relationship, and kind of moving them into other ways that you can help work with them more deeply. And so it's not necessarily about getting all the revenue, but actually, why should you be handing over your royalties to a third party when you've put all the work in? And, you know, obviously you have to drive traffic to direct sales. But if you've already got that audience, you don't want them to be buying through Amazon. Now, I wish that I had done this before I published Soul Story, but I just felt really strongly I just needed to stop making excuses, and I didn't need to get all my ducks in a row. I just needed to get it out there. That was what's really important to me. So it kind of started off on Amazon. I'm expanding to other platforms now as well. And I've learned a lot of lessons about that. I didn't mean to stay exclusively on Amazon so long, in which case I should have just signed up to the membership where I would have been exclusive for 90 days. I probably should have done that, but I kept on thinking I was going to have time to go wider, but I didn't. But one of the things that I am going to do before the summer, I hope, is set up Shopify on my website so I can sell directly. And so as my audience grows and new people come into my world, rather than directing them to Amazon, they can buy directly from me as well. And I will receive all the royalties, which I think is another thing that you should consider. So they were the main findings that I thought were really interesting and relevant from the Alliance of Independent Authors report on indie author in self-publishing author income. And you, if you want to dive into that a little bit more and get a little bit geeky about it, you can go and check that survey out at selfpublishingadvice.org/income survey. But that wasn't the only thing that grabbed my attention and my interest this week. So I've also been, as I say, putting together the marketing and publishing module for the SoulWorks Atelier. So the SoulWorks Atelier takes you all the way through from kind of coming up with the concept of your book and writing it to market, how to write it, how to, you know, self-publish it if that's the route you want to go down, and then how to kind of market it and get promotion and get publicity for it. Now, obviously I teach content marketing inside the Create.Inc membership, and so I know a lot about content marketing, but obviously my original background was magazines, and so I do know quite a lot about what it takes to get published, particularly in the traditional media, because from kind of day one working in magazines, my job was to kind of sort the wheat from the chaff in terms of all the different pitches that we were receiving from publicists, from PRs, from agents, from private individuals, from small businesses who wanted to get featured, and trying to find the gold, basically, how to, you know, fishing for the gold. And so I've said before that, you know, back in the day when I first started, and I'm feeling quite old saying this, but the majority of that was sent through the post. And, you know, a couple of times a day, the mailman would come up and deliver an enormous Hessian sack, sometimes a couple of Hessian sacks. It was, you know, the editorial assistant's job or the features assistant's job, both jobs of which I've done, to sort through and disseminate and figure out, you know, which ones were potential leads. And then when I was kind of a commissioning editor, I would get, you know, a few things filtered onto my desk, and then I would go through and I would look for the ones that I felt had some kind of potential legs. And then I'd pick up the phone and have a chat and, you know, look for the stories. there. And the truth is, there's not time to do that now. You know, I entered journalism really at the end of the golden days. You know, even back then, people were losing their jobs left, right and centre, and, you know, people would leave and that job would disappear. And so journalists were overstretched and, you know, underpaid. And I would probably say that has continued for the subsequent 20 years. And so, you know, the people you're pitching to are even more, you know, it's harder for the gold of your story to be spotted. Now, if you've got a really great publicist, they'll be able to, you know, they'll really understand the publication, they'll understand, you know, what stories, they'll dive into your background, and they'll be able to pitch the right stories for the right magazines. And, you know, they understand that, you know, sometimes the exposure is you talking about something, some other aspect of your life, some other story of your life, but you'll get a credit for your website, or you'll get a mention somewhere in the copy about the work you do. And that can lead to future opportunities and exposure. And so it occurred to me, actually, that the thing that really helps you stand out in 2023 is being able to kind of be your own publicist and really understand what your stories are. Now, you know, a lot of the mistakes that a lot of people make when pitching to, you know, even to this podcast or to traditional magazines would be like, hey, I've got a business, will you feature me? Well, no, that's not enough, you know, and perhaps when you have a little bit, you get a journalist who happens to have time on their hands and they see some potential there, they might dig in and dive deeper. But the likelihood is slim, really, to be honest. And so you need to find ways to do the work for them. And this is when it occurred to me that actually, you know, I've just written Soul Story, How to Tell Stories That Call in Your Soul Tribe. And it was totally angled towards how to unearth your story goldmine so that you can, you know, create unique content and talks and become a more engaging speaker and communicator. And it occurred to me, actually, I probably need to bring out a second edition, which, you know, helps you uncover the stories that you can use to pitch to different media organizations as well, because that is such a big thing. Understanding this collection of stories and angles that you have really widens up the opportunities and the places that you can get featured. You know, whether it is local press, whether it is, you know, the big traditional press, whether it's kind of new media or kind of niche publications, you know, maybe publications for a specific cultural background or a particular special interest group or something like that. There are so many opportunities for you to get featured in a wealth and wide range of places when you know what your stories are and how to pitch it. That's, of course, something that a good PR agency would do for you, but not everybody can afford to do that or want to do that. And it is totally possible for you to do that yourself. And so, yeah, so that's what really I've been thinking about this week, is the importance of your stories and the importance of kind of untapping into your story goldmine. And, you know, having a handle on that and what your stories are and how they can be used is a really good tool for you if you want to be featured in the press, in the, you know, new press, traditional press, whether it's going on people's podcasts. Knowing how to pitch yourself in a way that is kind of compelling and interesting and geared towards your that platform's audience is so important. So that's something that I want you to start thinking about. And if understanding what your stories are and thinking that you have no stories to tell is a problem that you have, well, check out my book, Soul Story. You can grab it on Amazon. You will be able to buy direct soon. It will help you take you step by step through, you know, all the hundreds of stories you have and potential angles that you have to pitch yourself and get yourself featured in the media. So I'll leave it there today. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this episode was helpful, and do kind of let me know what you think. If you don't follow me on social media, I'm on Instagram. My handle is at Kate Butler Ross. I'm also on Facebook, which is the same handle. But the best way to stay in touch, of course, is to sign up to my newsletter, which you can do at www.theluminous.media/newsletter. It's my favorite way to stay in touch. So do sign up if you haven't already. And yes, and also if you haven't left a review of the podcast and you've been enjoying these episodes, please do. I'm so grateful for every single review we receive. It really helps us get seen by more people and gets our message out there. So I really, really appreciate any reviews that you're able to leave as well. Oh yeah, and finally, before I go, the Soulworks Atelier, I really must mention, because it's such a good little offer that I've got running at the moment. It's kind of May 2023. We are coming to the end of the beta program, and we are about to finish off with 5 calls between now and early July. But I'm giving the opportunity to anyone who wants to join the September cohort to start now, to get access to all of the course content now, to join our call, so then get their kind of the book writing journey started. And it's going to be at no extra cost. So if you jump in now, you essentially get 3 months additional group coaching, book coaching support for free on me. So if you're interested in that, go to www.theluminous.com/soulworks. Thank you so much for listening, and I will catch you next week. Bye.